doing is via remit.
Lebanon's central bank on Thursday instructed banks and financial institutions to extend exceptional dollar loans at zero interest to individuals and firms impacted by the Beirut port explosion. Money transfer houses should distribute transfers from abroad to Lebanon in dollars, the central bank said separately. Exceptional loans should be made regardless of customer account limits, carry no interest, and be repaid over 5 years. This is the latest in efforts to help the citizens of Lebanon, devastated by the destruction of that port in a Tuesday blast, which killed at least 137 people and injured thousands. Authorities believe it was started when a warehouse fire ignited explosive ammonium nitrate. French President Emmanuel Macron traveled to Lebanon today, where he told angry crowds, furious at what they see as government negligence, that fresh French aid would not go into corrupt hands, and he urged for an IMF program to be put in place to help the country. The coronavirus pandemic continues its global spread. The U.S. leads in both the number of cases and the number of deaths. In the United States, more than 4.8 million people are infected and over 158,000 are dead. In the number of cases, Brazil follows the U.S., then India, Russia, and South Africa. In the number of deaths, Brazil again follows the U.S. Next comes Mexico, the United Kingdom, India. These numbers come from Johns Hopkins University in the U.S. The university reports that those countries flattening their curve of new cases in the past 5 days are the U.S., Brazil, Mexico, South Africa, and Russia. Those countries showing a rise with the same measure include India, Colombia, Peru, Iran, and Iraq. For more on these and other international stories, please check out our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iraq said on Thursday it would make an additional cut in its oil production of about 400,000 barrels per day in August to compensate for its overproduction over the past period under the OPEC Nations Reduction Pact. Iraq says the oil output cut in August will be over and above the agreed cut for the month, according to a statement by Iraq's oil ministry. Poland's conservative president Andrzej Duda has been sworn in for a second term before parliament members. Most opposition parliamentarians and some former leaders did not attend the ceremony Thursday, both because of COVID-19 restrictions and to show their disapproval of what they call Duda's disregard for the Constitution during his first term and his almost total acceptance of the ruling right-wing party's policies that have put Poland at odds with European Union leaders. Duda won just over 51% of the votes in the July 12th election runoff, while his challenger, the liberal Warsaw mayor with EU leanings, received close to 49% of votes. And in the run-up to presidential elections in Belarus, the campaign manager of Belarus's leading opposition candidate was briefly detained on Thursday, just days before the vote, her office said. A spokeswoman for presidential hopeful Svetlana Tikhanovskaya told AFP that Maria Moroz was detained by the Interior Ministry after visiting the Lithuanian embassy in Minsk, then quickly announced she had been freed. The ministry told the news outlet that the woman had been, quote, invited for a conversation, end quote. Officials there denied she had been arrested. Women are playing key roles in Svetlana's bid to unseat the president. And Pope Francis has appointed 6 women, including the former treasurer for Britain's Prince Charles, to the council that oversees Vatican finances. The pontiff named the women in one fell swoop to some of the most senior roles. These appointments seem to be in line with the Pope's promises to improve gender balance, which were made years ago, but women's rights groups have said those promises have been slow in being realized. Francis has already appointed women as deputy foreign minister, director of the Vatican Museums, and deputy head of the Vatican Press Office, as well as 4 women to prepare large meetings for the Vatican. Still, Thursday's new appointments mark the largest number of women named at one time to Vatican posts. And Sri Lankan President Gotabaya Rajapaksa's ruling party on Thursday took an early lead in vote counting after parliamentary election that he hopes will clear the way for constitutional changes to make his presidency more powerful. For more on these and other stories, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News Via Remote. I'm Laura Berman in Washington.